Welcome to the Inside College Soccer Podcast, bringing together some of the best college soccer-related people to your earbuds, from coaches to players and beyond. So, thank you for tuning in. The Inside College Soccer Podcast is brought to you by Sports Recruiting USA, the college soccer experts. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody. We're at the, it's a little noisy and this sounds a little odd. It's because we're at the convention recording this live. And one of my favorite people who I think we probably sit down together with at every convention. And when I say this next bit, they will know who you are. Dan, you've been on 5 or 6 of our podcasts now together. So I've got Dan Abrahams with me, everybody. I'm always excited to sit down and talk to you.
I'm like a co-presenter now, right? I'm part of the furniture with SIUSA.
That's what we feel too. Part of the family for sure.
I'm all in.
And so, Dan, you've been running around. Let everybody know. So what happens? I bet there's a lot of people that are going to listen to this that have never been to the convention and may not go on. So describe, this is your how many...
This is, I think, I want to say this is my 7th. Funnily enough, my first one was 2017, which was in LA, and we're in Anaheim, basically Los Angeles, very close.
And it was the first time I ever saw you.
Oh, really? You were
live
there?
In person.
Okay.
And I was instantly had a man crush. I was in love with everything you had to say.
I love you too, Don.
I was taking notes. I've still got notes. I was going over old notebooks, not a joke, pulling some stuff out, and I had notes from that convention I must have had. I'm scribbling. I'm taking pictures of screenshots of what you had up there on the screen. And so 7 years now.
Yeah, you're very kind and always appreciative of your support for my work. Yeah, every year. I mean, obviously the COVID year, it was done online. But interestingly, I think I remember the Zoom I did online that year. And there was the biggest audience I've ever had. I think it was like 750 people or 1,000 people or something. So that was quite funny. But yeah, every year I've presented. So honoured and humbled to get the opportunity. I mean, so much thanks to everybody who organises this brilliant convention. It's my favourite one of the year that I do. I try to come at it. It's a great way to kickstart the year. By the end of the week, I mean, you can kind of hear it a little bit now. I'm a little bit croaky. So it's always the same, right? It's a combination of jet lag and just talking too much and having so many meetings with great people like yourself and delivering. So it's both sort of satisfying or exciting and exhausting, two E's.
Right.
Exciting and exhausting at the same time. And you know, for all those who haven't been here, get yourselves here. I mean, if you're British and you're listening, or you're from Europe and you're listening in, if you can come over here, it's just nothing we have. We'll never have anything like this in Britain or in Europe, because it's just not the same setup. It's unique to America. There's just so many people who come. You have so many brilliant conversations. There's so much open-mindedness here. Everybody's trying to learn. There's some brilliant presenters and coaches who deliver. There's so many opportunities to learn, and just as important to connect with people, you know, in order to establish relationships, which I think is such a big part of developing yourself as a person and as a coach as well. So it's so much fun, and it's worth the painful jet lag, I reckon, especially when it's California and it's the middle of the night right now, I think.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
All right, so that was a good commercial for United Soccer coaches.
Yes.
They will appreciate that. No, it really is a good organization. I've been a member for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, the education, the opportunities. So Dan's here, and we decided that we would talk. I wanted to talk a little bit about your soccer academy. Mm. So for those of you that don't know, right after that, not long after that convention, I left college coaching and I started working with SRUSA. And the very first person that I reached out to about being on our advisory board was Dan. I wanted a sports psychologist, and like I said, Dan, I just love, got your books, read them all, love what you do, and you were nice enough to do that for us. And one of the other things that you were able to do for our clients is your soccer academy, Dan Abraham Soccer Academy.
Yes.
Where all of our clients are now getting access to that. So them and their parents, they can be on the same page.
Yep.
And about that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that so you could describe to our audience the concept behind Dan Abraham Soccer Academy, because it's not about kicking a ball. In America, if we said you were Dan Abraham Soccer Academy, they'd go, oh, where's your academy at? What are you teaching the kids?
Yeah.
What's your college placement rate?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But that's not what this is.
No. And before I start describing it, I mean, it's been such an honor and pleasure to be involved with you guys for the last few years. And, you know, I'm obviously on your advisory board, so I'm part of who you are and what you do. And, you know, the fact that you utilize the academy means that I get to... speak a little bit with some of your clients, and you know, I wouldn't be on the board if I didn't think that what you do is just so beneficial for those people trying to make their way in American college soccer. And what you guys do is brilliant and ethical and helps so many people. So I just wanted to say that
it's
an honor to be involved with what you and Chris are doing. The Dan Abraham Soccer Academy, what I'd like to hone in on today, I'm going to give you an overview, but hone in on the team plans that we offer, because we're doing some really exciting work with clubs, high schools, and colleges in America. So around about 2016, I had just come off the back of writing 4 books in 4 years. So I was pretty exhausted, and my hands were all cramped up from all the typing that I had been doing. So I was like, I really need to take a break here and do something else. And an idea was emerging in my mind around the best possible support for clubs, high schools, and colleges. What I started to realize, having had great conversations with coaches, is that there's such a disconnect with the mental side of the game. And that disconnect primarily being, you know, coaches who might have a passion for the mental side of the game, but struggling to help their players have a passion for the mental
Absolutely.
Side of the game. And then struggling to help the parents of players, you know, have a passion and get them involved in the mental side of the game, or their child's mental side of their game. So what I realized is there needs to be something out there that offered a joined-up solution, so that players, coaches, and parents could work together on the mental side of the game, the mental skills, if you like, and they could do that on the grass. They could watch videos together. Parents could have their own program. Coaches would have their own program. Players would have their own program. But within those programs, there was a joined-up solution.
Right.
So, you know, there's techniques in there such as game face and match script and squashing ants, which is an acronym for automatic negative thoughts. There's videos on that for coaches. There's videos on that for players. There's videos on that for parents. So each program is slightly different in its content because it's directed at parents, directed at players, directed at coaches, but revolving around main themes. Game face, using a match script, which is basically about focus of attention, using self-talk, using body language, squashing ants, which is basically managing those automatic negative thoughts. So I went ahead and produced that, wrote scripts for each of the videos. We used whiteboard animations for our videos.
I love whiteboard animation.
Yeah.
It's really good for learning, I've noticed. When I was teaching and using it, kids really seem to grab onto it.
Yeah, and for those of you out there who don't know what whiteboard animations are, you will have seen them on YouTube. The hand comes up onto the screen and the hand is scribbling away, basically accompanied by a narration from myself. And there is some scientific, interestingly, Don, you're quite right, they're a great learning tool. There's some scientific evidence to suggest that people retain up to 15% more information with these types of whiteboard animations rather than using talking head videos.
Right.
Than me just talking into a video camera. So I started to do those. And what I also realized was what was going to be important was that rather than having me ramble on for half an hour in these videos, I knew it was going to be important from an engagement perspective for these to be bite-sized. 3 minutes here, 4 minutes there. These videos are easily digested in 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time. You know, so you could spend 15 minutes a week working on the mental side of the game. You watch 3, 4, 5 videos. That's all really that you need to do. That's all players need to do. That's all coaches need to do. That's maybe all parents need to do,
right,
in order to support their soccer playing child. So that's what the Dan Abrahams Academy is. It